right, kill the music, Jason. Kill the music. Kill it all together. We're gonna cut Andy a little slack here. He was upset about all the commercials last hour, so we'll pull the music this hour. Give him a little extra time. Andy, you called at the tail end of the hour to pass along one hell of a good story, and the listeners are not only waiting during the top of the hour break, they called some of their friends. Go ahead.
With bated breath.
Huh?
With bated breath.
I don't know what that means. Why would they bait the breath?
Baited.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, why would they bait it?
Well, I guess there's no reason for them to do that. However, I've got this interesting story, Miski.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. We got a 50,000-watt radio operation here. We got major market, big time.
This is a second-hand story, see?
Okay.
My dad, God rest his soul.
Again.
Oh, did I say that
God
again?
Rested it in the first hour.
Well, that's all I had time for.
All right.
So anyway, he knew this guy that used to dig trenches. Trenches were for tiling. So you tile out the water out from around your house or in farm fields or whatever, right? Dig, dig, dig. And that's all he did. He'd dig and lay tile. That's all he did.
That was it, eh?
That was his life. So anyway, if you talk to this guy in the street, he always had that motion going to him. Motion with the shovel.
Are you doing the motion right now? I thought I sensed you were actually doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't see that.
How else can you...
we can't see that.
Well,
all right.
You have to understand that, right?
All right.
So, you just always had that motion going because...
Which motion?
Digging, because you have to throw it up. Throw up the dirt.
Leave him alone, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. It's such a boring story, but...
No, it's not a boring story. I'll tell you what's boring is this talk host interrupting every time you want to add another part to the story, and I'm just trying to get him to leave you alone. Go ahead.
Well, let me talk to him. I'll tell him what. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, it was quite an interesting story now that you cut it, in half.
It's not an interesting story yet, but it's going to be. I have faith in you, and I'm going to let you continue, and I'm going to keep my big mouth shut.
All right, Miski. No, you're doing all right, Kind of paying your bills, that's good.
You're not at the end of the story, are you?
Actually not yet.
Oh, good. Okay, keep going.
Because, I come from a small community, folks like you might understand.
Sure, drinkers. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't say drinkers.
Well, come on.
Drinkers?
Oh, come on. They put a few away.
Well, that might be me, but they didn't, say anything about me or my relatives or anything like that.
Well, you didn't grow up in a vacuum. How many are you on right now? How many have you put away? Beers, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Andy. How many?
Probably 8.
Okay, keep going.
So anyway, this guy used to lay tile, didn't he?
Yep.
So, Miski, you have to understand this. You don't just dig tile. You dig tile as wide as your body is. So once you get underground, if you're 5'10" or whatever, you have to get that far under. So if you go 20 feet, you have to dig 2 holes. You got to start the first hole first, and then dig the first hole, and then start the second hole, and then throw the dirt up on the second hole. You see?
God, now I feel like I'm drinking.
Well, it's called water runs downhill. So if you're 10 feet downhill, you have to dig up to make the water run downhill.
Okay.
See? So that's kind of the way the story goes with this guy. And that was his job. You see, he had to eye for the level.
I see.
And he understood that.
Right.
Well, he probably had a 4-inch shovel. A 4-inch shovel. That's what he worked with,
So what happened?
Well, eventually he died.
I'm going to pray right now on my knees that isn't the end of the story.
The end of the story?
Is that the end of the story? He died.
Well...
Is it?
It's probably better than smoking 5 packs of Camels a day.